Okay, so hello, William. Hello, Lauren. Hi, Kira. And I hope Steve's listening too. So, William, this is the next part of the Squeaky Toy Robot story. And this story is another disaster in the toy shop. And this is all about how the little robot was taken to the toy shop witch. So, let me tell you. Well, we ended yesterday's story with the ninja squirrels trying to capture Squeaky Toy Robot, and they almost did, and they wrapped him in a big cocoon. But 3T and his friends were able to get him out and get him down off the tree and get him home safely. But you know, when he came into the house, his once absolutely beautiful coveralls were all wrinkled, and they had dirt on them. And he was missing a shoe. Of course, they had to go back and get that shoe. And he just looked rumpled and crumpled. And they came in the house, and 3T's mom was there. She was correcting papers. And she looked up and she said, "Timmy, Tommy, Toby, you're home early. And look at your little toy. What happened to him? Where did he go? What happened to him?" Well, 3T just looked, "Oh, nothing, Mom. And he fell out of the basket and he hit the dirt and rolled around, and we had to put him back in the basket. And I got to go back and find his shoe because it fell off." And his mother said, Oh, well, I hope he didn't break." Well, I have to say, Ayatsura Ningyo Robot, or Squeaky Toy, was listening to Timmy Tommy Toby, or 3T, and he was saying, "That's not what happened. I got captured by ninja squirrels. What happened? How come he isn't telling her? He should be telling her the truth." Well, I have to say, the Ningyo robot was a very honest little robot, and he believed that always tell the truth, even if you sort of don't want to, because that's the best way, and especially with adults and especially with your parents. So he was perplexed, but he couldn't say anything, could he? Because he didn't have his voice switched on. And anyway, nobody asked him for his opinion. They still thought of him as a toy. So 3T said, "Well, Mom, I'm glad we have other clothes. We're going to change him out and put on a new coveralls, and I'll find another pair of maybe some sneakers for him, maybe some sandals, and then he'll be as good as new." And he ran upstairs and he took 3T with him. Well, the rest of the afternoon was spent hanging out. Timmy Tommy Toby just wanted to play video games, which weren't very much fun for a squeaky toy robot. Squeaky Toy Robot did the best he could. He cleaned out 3T's closet. He straightened up all his clothes. He put his shoes away. He went and asked if he could straighten out his sister's closet, and his sister said, "Okay." So he straightened out his sister's closet, then straightened up his sister's toys, made the bed, then he got out the vacuum cleaner and cleaned and dusted. And it was the end of the day, and they were dinner. And then Timmy Tommy Toby was watching TV, and his mother was on the phone again. And she was talking to Mrs. Cuttlefish again. Mrs. Cuttlefish was giving her a very different story about what 3T had been up to. She was listening, saying, No, squirrels? No. What is Curtis talking about? Squirrels? Ninja squirrels with little face masks? Oh, he must have been dreaming. I tell you, they took a nap someplace and fell asleep, because 3T said nothing happened. Beep, 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 on the other side of the phone. Beep, 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 beep. Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, "Now what? You're saying that they had a fight outside the toy shop? And that Margaret came out and was smacking the squirrels with a broom? No. Then she sounded worried. "Well, you know, Margaret has been doing strangely these days. I think I'm just going to go have to see her." So that was that. And then Timmy Tommy Toby went to bed. And it was another night of the toys climbing all over Squeaky Toy Robot and asking him questions and touching him and playing with his ears and playing with his nose and trying to get him to talk. And then he woke up again, and he had breakfast, and he cleaned up the breakfast dishes. And then Timmy Tommy Toby looked at his mother. His mother looked at Timmy Tommy Toby and said, "Timmy Tommy Toby, we have to go find a present for your sister, because her birthday's coming in a couple of weeks, and I want to have a really nice present. How about if we go to the toy shop?" 3T froze. Froze. He froze. It was like, what? The toy shop witch? No. "And you know what? I want you to bring your little toy with you. He'll keep you entertained, and you'll really like that." Tim 3T said, "Oh, no, the witch is going to get Squeaky Toy Robot. I can't do that. Come along. We have to go." Well, I must say that Tara Tamara O'Toole Talltale, Dr. O'Toole Talltale, was very persuasive, and she did not like argument, especially from her 10-year-old son, and she pulled him by the ear and said, "We're going." And they walked out the door and walked to the toy shop. It's the benefits of being in a small town. You can walk places. So they walked to the toy shop. Meanwhile, Timmy 3T was just stammering and stammering, saying, "Oh my God, she's going to get him. She's going to get him. Oh no." And everybody who saw them walking by saw the little toys striding briskly next to 3T and thought, "What? That's a pretty little boy. It's a tiny kid. I wonder if he's been stunted in his growth," because they didn't know he was just a robot. He looked like a little boy in wonderfully clean coveralls. So they walked to the toy shop. "Town Toy Shop," it said in the front. And Dr. O'Toole Talltale, or Mom, said, "Let's go." And she opened the door. A little bell jingled at the top of the door. Ding, ling, ling, ling. And that would let Mrs. Mablethorne know that there were customers. And it did indeed. And she showed up behind the counter. Tall, skinny, her hair all over the place like somebody said you should really go have it cut. And she looked at Dr. O'Toole Talltale. And she looked at 3T. And 3T could imagine that her eyes were blazing into him and melting him to a little puddle of mud. And instead she said, "Oh, Dr. O'Toole Talltale, how nice to see you. Have you come to buy a toy?" And 3T's mom said, "Yes, I have, because my daughter, Timmy Tommy Toby's sister, is going to have a birthday party, and we need to have not only a couple presents for her, but I'm looking for some things for the birthday party that we can put up." The toy shop witch looked at 3T and said, "Oh, young Timothy, I hadn't noticed you." 3T said, "Yeah, right, you just melted me." And then she looked at Squeaky Toy, and she said, "What is that? Is that a toy? Is that like a G.I. Joe, or is that a Power Mighty Morphin Power Ranger? Pretty big for one of those. Where did you get that toy, young Timothy?" 3T just looked up at her and said, my dad brought this for me from Japan. It was given to him by a friend of his in Japan so that we could have." "Oh, does it do anything, or does it just stand there?" "Oh, no, ma'am, it's very helpful around the house. It helps put my toys away." Mrs. Mablethorpe laughed. "Oh, how silly. You have such a great imagination, little Timothy." And she turned back to 3T's mom. But, you know, while she was talking to 3T's mom, she was looking at the Squeaky Toy, wondering, watching him move, watching him look around. Well, 3T was in the shop. He'd been in the shop before. The shop was really, well, you know, it was a toy shop. There were a lot of toys in there, a lot of toys. I mean, he looked around. He saw the walkie-talkies. He saw the Lego City. He saw the Nexo Knights and the DC Comics superheroes. And then he saw some Black & Decker little tools. He saw some Paw Patrol that he used to play with. Ha, ha, ha. Hot Wheels, Hyperchargers. But you know what? All of the stuff up front was little stuff. It was like they'd put in the Hot Wheels, but you only could buy a Hot Wheel car. You couldn't get the Hot Wheels garage and stuff because that was in the back. Or the Monster Jam trucks. They didn't have any out front. They were in the back. How about the water blasters and the Nerf blasters and the Super Soakers? You had little squeaky squirt pistols out front, but in the back, she had the best toys ever. And he could never buy them. She would never sell them. Well, Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, we have come and looked for my daughter, so what do you have for the daughter? So they walked over to the girls' section. Oh, they had Finding Dory, they had some Etch-a-Sketches, they had a Barbie fairy, a Barbie mermaid. 3T said, yeah, but the beach buggy and the pop-up camper are in back, aren't they? They had the Disney princess, little Woodsies, Tree Home, they had Shopkins, they had little Frozen figures of Elsa and Anna. But guess where the big ones were? They were in the back. Well, Dr. O'Toole Talltale was chattering away with Margaret, saying, oh, these are such good toys. I really like these toys. Oh, this is beautiful. This is wonderful. And Margaret Mablethorne was saying, oh, yes, Dr. O'Toole Talltale, these are just what girls want today. Well, 3T 3T got bored. Oh, girls' toys. He said, I wonder what's in the back. Well, the two ladies were in the middle of discussing what they could get with the Disney princess set and whether they could add the little Woodsy's tree home with it and would they go together. So 3T said, come on, Squeaky, we're just going to look. And he went in the back. And there in the back, oh, my goodness, was a room. And oh, this was full of stuff. It was like, wow. Up on the one shelf, there was a Robo Spider. And then they had a whole rack of radio-controlled cars. And up on the top shelf was a World of Science planetarium, the whole planetarium, for crying out loud. Then he had walkie-talkies, not the cheap Chinese plastic stuff she had down front that were going to break as soon as they fell off your bike, but these were real, really cool walkie-talkies. And then he had Lego. Oh, not the baby Lego stuff they had out front. You know, Lego Juniors and Lego for little kids. No! There were the Lego Star Wars, the Lego City Batman, and then right next to them were the Nexo Knights, and they had a whole rack of DC Comics superheroes, and facing them were the Marvel superheroes, as if they were going to have, like, a ninja battle. Oh, and talk about ninjas, she had Ninja Turtles there, too. Oh, my goodness. And Mighty Morphin Power Rangers up at the big top. Oh, it was like he was in heaven. He was in heaven. He could have stayed there all day looking at all the toys that he really, really wanted. Meanwhile, out front, his mom was talking to Mrs. Mapplethorne, and they were chatting away, and he heard his mom say, Now, Margaret, I noticed that there are other toys in the back. Do you think maybe we could go look there? And Margaret said, well, Tara, I'll tell you, those toys are just, they're all I have for display, and I'd have to order some. If you'd like some, I can order them for you, and we will have them come in. I'll just go to the mail, and they'll mail order them, and I'll give you a call when they come in. So his mom said, well, that might be nice, because my daughter really loves Frozen. She really loves Elsa and Anna, but she wants something that's really Frozen, like a castle and a little band. And then if we could have some little Shopkins, a little set of Shopkins that could be like playing with her. And she really likes Little Pony. But these little ponies here, they're not. So they started talking very, very intensely about whether they should get Elsa and Anna in the big model and little Shopkins, or big Shopkins and little Elsa. It was very, very interesting, and 3T couldn't stand it. Oh! So he ducked back in the room. He looked around, and he found on the top shelf, oh my goodness, on the top shelf were a whole set of boxes. And the boxes were full of Ninja Turtles, and then they had some Lego City sets, some big Lego Star Wars sets. Oh my goodness, look at those. StarCraft, they were big star sets. And then there was a whole rack of radio-controlled cars, and they were at the very top. And 3T looked up and he said, I really like that. I really like that. Oh, I wonder if I can, let me see if I can pull that down. I'd love to look at it. So he reached up. And up on the very top shelf, was a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger box. A big Power Ranger. It was probably 18 inches tall. It was huge. And 3T thought, wow, cool. And he tried to get up to reach it, but it was just a little bit too high, because after all, he was only 10. And he couldn't quite make it. So he thought, well, maybe I can stand on this little step stool, because there was a step stool there. He took the step stool, and he climbed up on the step stool. He climbed up to the shelf, and if he reached really high, at the very least, he could get the bottom of the box. He said, well, maybe I just pull it down so I can look at it, and I'll put it back before anybody sees it. So he reached really up, he pulled the box, and the box started to tip over with the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger in it. And it started, so he reached up again to hold it, to catch it, and you know what he did? He fell over, and he fell into the toy shop shelf, and he knocked down all of the radio control cars and all of the Lego sets and all the Ninja Turtles and all the other stuff that was there fell down on the floor. Mrs. Mapplethorne said, what? What was that? And his mother said, what? What's that? 3T? What are you doing? And they ran to the back room Oh my golly! There were all these toys all over the floor, and Mrs. Margaret Maplethorne was like sending spear through his head. She was sending arrows and bullets. She was saying, "Rrr!" She was so angry at him, but she had to be polite because, after all, his mother was standing right next to her. His mother was doing her own job. 3T, what are you doing? What are you doing back there? Look at all those toys. You could have broken something. We'd have to buy them. Oh, my God. 3T, you come over here. I'm gonna tell your father. And she grabbed him and he pulled him by the ear and said, you're not supposed to touch anything in the store. And she started yelling at him. Margaret was like, and she folded her arms. She tapped her foot. Mrs. Maplethorne was not happy. That was her toy room. Well, meanwhile, Squeaky Toy looked around. So all these angry people, oh no, they're all mad. All the adults are mad. They're not happy. I better make them happy. And you know what Squeaky Toy did? Squeaky Toy jumped up on the stool. He looked at the shelf and he figured what had happened. One of the bars on the shelf had come loose. It had probably come loose before 3T grabbed it, and it just had to be put back in. So he pushed it back in and pushed the shelf up, and that made the shelf nice and secure. And then he zipped, zip, 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 zip. He picked up every single one of those boxes. He looked at it, shook it, made sure it was okay, put it back on the shelf. And then he took the Power Ranger, and he stood up on the little stool, and he put it back up on the shelf. Now you ask me, how does a little 1 meter tall toy put a Power Ranger back up on the shelf when it is up another 2 feet higher than he can reach? How does he do that? Well, you'd be very interested to know that he did. And I have to say, the toy shop witch was very interested when he did. And 3T's mother's eyes almost popped out because Squeaky Toy Robot has an extensa arm. An extensa arm, you say? What's an extensa arm? Well, this is something that Mr. Nigiyoshi thought might be very, very handy. He took one of his arms and he made it telescoping. So if he just pushed a little button on the side, he could make the arm go way high. Because after all, it was a little robot. Maybe he had to reach things up on the shelf. And so he picked the box up and he pushed a little button in under his armpit where nobody could see it. And his arm extended out and reached right up to the top shelf. And he pushed that mighty Morphin Power Ranger box onto the shelf. He patted it and then he pushed another button and his arm came back to normal length. He stood up, dusted off his coveralls because they hadn't gotten dirty, but he's a neat little robot. Then he turned around and he bowed really low in a very good Japanese fashion to Mrs. Maplethorne. Now, if he'd been able to speak, he would have said, "I am so sorry that my friend 3T made a mess of your shop, and he didn't mean to. It was an accident, and he's a 10-year-old, and you have to give 10-year-olds a little bit of consideration because, you know, they need infinite tolerance. So just be nice to him." But he couldn't say that. 3T, by the way, had his eyes popping out of his head. He said, "What did that robot just do?" And Mrs. Maplethorne, the toy shop witch, said, "A toy, huh? That's a pretty handy toy. Does he do anything else?" 3T said, "Yes, ma'am, he picks up my toys." And the toy shop witch looked at him and said, "He does, huh? What else does he do?" And 3T's mom said, "Well, he washes my dishes, and he vacuums the floor, and he made our beds the other day." Toy shop witch said, Oh, what a clever little toy. Japanese, you say? Can we order him online?" 3T said, "Oh, no, ma'am. He is just just himself. He is the only one that we have. It's only one in the world. And he's staying with me." The toy shop witch thought to herself, "We'll see about that, sonny." But, of course, she didn't say that. She said, "Well, Mrs. O'Toole, Tall Tale, I think we can order that for you online. I'm so glad to see nothing's broken and your son is okay. Maybe he'll learn a lesson from this and not be pulling down boxes he shouldn't be pulling down." And she gave 3T another look that would have scorched his hair off if it had been fire. 3T went, "Oops." And his mother said, "Yes, well, I will talk to Timmy Tommy Toby's father about this, and we'll have a good discussion with him about how he should comport himself when he's somebody else's shop." Then she looked at Mrs. Maplethorne and said, "And Margaret, how are you doing? I haven't had a good talk with you in a year or two. How are you doing, you know, after, well, after since, well, you know. And Mrs. Mapplethorne just looked at 3T's mom, and all of a sudden a look came across her face like she was going to start to cry. And then she stopped, and she said, well, I'm doing all right, Tara. I'm trying to do the best I can. And I run my toy shop and try to take care of things. And well, you know that some of the toys I have here were collected. And she stopped. She couldn't go any further. She said, but I'm doing well. Thank you, Margaret. We'll have to have coffee one day. And Tara said, yes, we'll have to have coffee one day, Margaret. We'll have to. So thank you so much. Just give us a call when the online order comes in, and then I will send my husband down to pick them up. He is very good at little errands like that. And Margaret, take care of yourself. And Mrs. Mapplethorne looked at 3T's mom and said, you take care of yourself too. And it was all very polite, which is a very adult way of handling, you know, I want to throttle you, but you have to be adult and polite. And then she looked at Timmy Tommy Toby and said, and little Timothy, I hope you come back to buy some toys. We have wonderful squirt guns out here, and you know, we have the best Lego sets in the front. And Timmy Tommy Toby looked at the Lego Juniors and he went, right. Thank you, Mrs. Mapplethorne, he said. I appreciate the offer. And 3T's mom grabbed him by the hand, grabbed him out of the shop, and walked him down the street. Ugh! Boy, did she give him a hard time. I can't believe you did that. You embarrassed me no end in front of that woman. You know that I came in to see how she was doing, and you shouldn't have been in the back anyway. And blah, 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 blah. She went on and on. 3T was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. I hope my dad doesn't spank me. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. So he thought he'd change the subject. He said, Mom, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. I just wanted to look at it. I'm thinking. That calmed his mom down, because saying you're sorry always helps. It always, always, always helps, and adults love it when kids do that. So his mom calmed down, and 3T said, but Mom, why did the toy shop witch, I mean Mrs. Mapplethorne, almost start crying? Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked at him. She said, well, Timmy Tommy Toby, you know that she had a granddaughter that you loved, 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 like nobody ever loved a granddaughter before. He said, uh-huh. And you know that her daughter and her granddaughter were in that big accident last year, remember? Uh-huh. Well, Timmy Tommy Toby, a lot of the toys in the back room are toys she bought for her granddaughter's birthday. And her granddaughter never had it. And she was so upset, so brokenhearted, that she couldn't let go of those toys. And then she keeps collecting them because she keeps thinking maybe her granddaughter will come back, because she finds it very hard to accept the accident. Well, 3T at this point was feeling kind of stupid, because he remembered, but he was 10 and he forgot and he wasn't thinking, and he didn't think about adults that way. He thought, you know, adults were adults and she was a toy shop witch. And he felt very bad. Well, Squeaky Toy Robot was listening to this too. And he said, oh, her daughter? What happened to her daughter? What happened to her granddaughter? I'll have to ask 3T about that. That woman must be very sad. She sounded like she was mad and angry, but she wasn't happy. She wasn't happy. And the Squeaky Toy Robot put that in his little brain, and he said, I have to think about this. There must be something we can do. And 3T's mom held his hand all the way home. And at the end of the walk, just before they were going in the house, she looked at 3T. And 3T thought, uh-oh, I'm in for it. She's going to yell at me again for almost breaking all those toys. Oh, no. But instead, she looked at him. And she said, Timmy Tommy Toby, you are such a special little boy for me. And I would be totally heartbroken if you weren't able to be with me forever and ever. And that's the way that Mrs. Mapplethorne feels. And 3T just turned red, and he wanted to almost run away because he suddenly felt really sad. And he felt like, wow, I've been so mean to her because we called her the Toy Shop Witch, but maybe she's just unhappy and sad. And that made him think, well, This is dangerous because now you have a 10-year-old thinking and you have an Ayatsuri Ningyo robot thinking, and maybe they'd start thinking together. So they went in that afternoon, and then 3T just didn't feel like doing anything with Kwame or Curtis or anyone. He just hung around and played video games, and Squeaky Toy Robot had to sit around and do chores and be bored, because after all, he didn't have anything else to do but to be there. And that's the end of this story. It was the adventure in the toy shop. And the next time you go into a toy shop, let me tell you this, you keep your hands to yourself, because you don't know what'll happen when they all come crashing down on you. And that's the end of tonight's story. So I hope you have a wonderful sleep, William. And I hope you can wake up refreshed. And then tomorrow, I'll start another story. Because, after all, Squeaky Toy Robot made a big mistake in this whole little trip to the toy shop, and so did 3T. You know what that mistake was? Well, I'll tell you. They didn't look up. All right. Good night. Love you, William. Talk to you again. Sweet dreams. Night, Kira.